Voters approved both school bond issues yesterday. The former head of Truman says that he was a scapegoat. It's 1:50. Good afternoon. I'm John O'Day. Details of these stories and more right after this. We are
St. Louis. Be there and jam.
St. Louis Public Schools won by the narrowest of margins Tuesday, increasing the school tax rate by 59 cents with a winning total of 50.3% of the vote. The vote was for Proposition 2, one of the two school tax issues on the ballot that needed simple majorities for approval. It had been failing with as many as 75% of the precincts counted, but edged to a majority with the final count. Proposition 1, which postpones for 1 year a 60-cent rollback of city property taxes, won by a ratio of 53%, according to the final unofficial election returns. The administrator of the city-owned Truman Restorative Center, who was dismissed this week, says that he's being made a scapegoat for poor conditions at the center that existed before he took control. The administrator, Larry Pulo, said that the state report critical of the Truman Center was accurate and that he had tried to correct some of the problems after he had been hired 11 weeks ago. Pulo said that the kind of things in the report are long-term and added he felt he was not there long enough to correct the problems which existed. A St. Louis County Circuit judge has ruled in favor of the Metropolitan School District or Sewer District in a suit that challenged the validity of a $60 million revenue bond issue voters approved in 1984. Judge Robert Sates issued the ruling on Tuesday in a suit filed against MSD by Richard Beatty of Kirkwood. Sates said that the bonds and rate increases to pay off the bonds are valid. Beatty's attorney, Lewis Green, said that he would appeal. Asked what the grounds would be, he said the same as before. And in sports, the Los Angeles Dodgers gave the Philadelphia Phillies a taste of their own medicine after being pounded into submission 13-2 by the Phillies on Monday. The Dodgers bounced back Tuesday and crushed the Phillies 11-4. Carmelo Martinez hit a two-run homer, and Steve Garvey had a solo shot as the San Diego Padres broke a four-game losing streak by beating the New York Mets 5-4. The Mets, however, retained their six-and-a-half-game lead over the Montreal Expos. And Dan Gladden singled twice, stole two bases, and scored a run. Vita Blue allowed two runs over five innings as the San Francisco Giants cut Houston's lead over them to 2.5 games in the National League West by downing the Montreal Expos 7-6. There's a 60% chance of rain today with a high of 83, 50% chance of rain tonight, low 70. Currently 76 degrees downtown, Alton at 74. And now more exciting music with Cheryl Winston on Z100 FM.
At a beautiful 76 degrees it is right now.